4 ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lion Papa, and March.
PWA Mobile.
ULP.
ULP, KN4 VWA, is that Alexander?
Yes.
How are you today, young man? I am in my 2500 diesel pickup truck, headed for Greer, pulling the disabled American veterans trailer, and we're going to be in the Greer Christmas parade today. You coming down to the Christmas parade?
I didn't even know there is one.
Today, and they line up all along Poinsett Street and go to Main Street.
I'll talk to my parents and maybe we can go on down there. So you'd like to be part of the Wounded Veterans Project?
What are you Greer putting on? Well, actually, I'm not sure who's putting on the parade. I think it's, City of Greer.
Like, towing the trailer, like, for the Wounded Veterans Project? Are you, like, a part of that?
For the Disabled American Veterans, organization, the DAV. Yep, they help, veterans that are, disabled and, in certain situations with all kinds of different things.
That you're helping them? Is your name Steve, if I'm correct?
Remembered.
Or I had to find your call sign in my logbook.
Aha, okay. You're on the ball today, young man.
Logbook, but now that I have 40 contacts in there, it's getting harder and harder to find people.
Now, you know, do you have a laptop or a computer?
Yes.
An iPad just as well. There is logging software that you can put in the call sign and just immediately pull up within a fraction of a second every time that you have contacted or had contact with whatever call sign and person that you have already previously logged.
QRC?
Maybe it will. There are some out there that will. Now, are you an ARRL member yet?
Well, that's funny because they sent me 2 letters requesting me to join. I got 1 today, and along with the letter today, they sent me their On the Air magazine. So I'm not sure if I'm going to join it or not.
Well, now I tell you what. ARRL also has a thing called Logbook of the World, and you can log all of your contacts in there. Are you on HF or are you just technician right now?
Technician right now. I can do HF on 10 meters, that what my privileges allow me to. I have an HF radio, just need to get the antenna for it.
From what I understand, you've got a couple of other hands helping you out with some of that, right? Oh, now is K4NUE, Chad, one of them? Now, he can definitely help you with some of your logging software, too. Yep, that makes it quite efficient and easy.
Looking up and doing it digital, too, and also having a paper one.
All right. Well, are you studying for your general?
But I'm planning to do that pretty shortly. I just need to get the book, and then I'm going to start studying for my general. And then hopefully this time next year, I plan to have my extra.
There you go. Well, it's quite a bit to learn, but how old are you now? 13?
You are correct, and I'm planning to take an in-person class for the extra, but I just need to get my general before I can do the class in the spring, so I'm hoping. I want to learn more about ham radio. When I took my technician class, I thought, no way am I going to do the general. This was hard enough, but now that I've actually gone on the radio, I want to do more, so I want to get a higher class license.
Now, go online with your iPad and And you have a way to write right now. Well, you may already know about this. It's W4EEY. Are you familiar with that?
A second here. Let me look in my logbook because I made a note on something. W4EEY. He does a YouTube class. His name is Gary.
That is correct. Now, if you go online and Google W4EEY ham class, it will bring up Gary's classes that you can do online. And, I mean, they're very, very good. His partner, Dave, do those classes, and they're very, very good. And it doesn't cost anything, and you will learn.
There's another guy besides Dave that helps him out, and he said they're, like, planning to do an in-person class probably in the spring. So that's why I'm kind of holding off the YouTube classes and go to his in-person class.
Having those classes at the Rec Center Gym in Greer, and that was before the COVID hit, and then I would imagine they're going to do them at the same place when they start them back up. I'm friends with one of those guys that helps with that. KZ4M, Tom. You wanna get a little heads up when they start them up again?
I was talking to you because there was, I think, three guys that did it. And I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking to Dave. So it probably was Tom. And I asked him to notify me, but I don't know if he will. But if you could pull that off, I'd appreciate that if they started.
Winner, bud, and your next step up is your general, so I'll make sure that when they're ready to restart that, because I talk to Tom on a regular basis, so I'm getting a phone call. Let me grab this call real quick, and I'll be right back. KN4VWA, clear.
Okay, clear.
Winner, I'm back. KN4 VWA, you there?
KN4 VWA, this is KU4ULP.
As a matter of fact, speak of the devil and he calls me. That was Tom right there, KZ4M. And he was saying it's probably going to be mid to late spring when they get that started back up. So that might just be perfect timing.
Enough time to study for my general, I hope, and then I'll be prepared to take my extra.
So you're going to go ahead and study for the general and try to get your general and then jump up to the extra?
Yep, I'm going to take the class for the extra because what I've heard is harder, so that way I think I can do the general on my own because I did the technician on my own with the book, you know, of course.
Well, then you and I may be taking the extra together. Right. I got my technician in July of 18. I got my general in August of 18. And then I had some health issues pop up and it kind of knocked me down. And then we had the COVID come in 19. So it's just been a parade of problems for me to get around to getting that extra. So this spring I'm going to be all studied up and ready to go for it.
That's, you know, I just have a general to get and then the extra. I'm excited to play around more with the ham radio, do more.
Now, does your dad help you out with some of that?
Let me study for my technician on my own, so that way I could, like, own the license. I did it on my own, and he's studying for his technician right now, and he's almost ready to take the test. So then, you know, get involved together and hope maybe he'll study for a general, and then maybe we take the class together. I don't know.
Now, you know what would be funny? If you got in there and took the general together and you scored better than he did.
I don't know. I don't really care about if I, as long as I pass, you know. I think I barely passed the technician. I'm not sure.
Now, with your tablet, and I'm sure everybody's told you this, you know, you can go online and find sites that give the practice tests. You heard that?
Practice test using hamstudy.org.
Well, now, you need to take your technician class test pretty regular so that you can stay up with all the information. And then go ahead and start taking your general class test so that you can see what you need to focus on to do even better. How does that sound?
Doing the technician. I haven't been doing that. So I guess that might be handy to keep on the information because some of the questions I've heard overlap with the general.
Correct. So, yeah, keep up that technician knowledge. Fold it over into the general and then build on the general. You'll knock it out of the park.
Do that. Thanks for the advice.
All right, bud. Well, I'm about to meet some folks down here to pick up my granddaughter and then go over to the staging area for the parade. And hopefully you'll make it over to the parade. Now, I am in a garnet-colored, well, not garnet, but a deep, deep maroon-red colored Ram 2500 diesel with a winch on the front, and I'll be pulling the Disabled American, the DAV, trailer, and there'll be some people walking around the outside of the trailer with me. So, hopefully I get to see you out there on the parade route. Alright, 73s, and I will talk to you soon. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
I will be there. 73s, KU4 ULP, and I'm clear. A KN4 VWA, Steve, if you're still there, this is KU4 ULP. I have a quick question for you.
Fair away, young man.
What time does the parade end?
Well, that depends on how much they drag their feet and just how many entries they've got this year. I am not sure. I would imagine the parade lasts about 45 minutes, maybe an hour, something like that. What do you think? Yeah, about like that.
Well, I'll see if I can make it down there. So, 73, KU4 UOP, and I guess I better let you go. I'm clear.
I'm glad I got to talk to you today, young man. Take it easy, and I hope you make it over there. KN4 VWA, clear.
You want to take the time to...
shopping center next to the Asheville Airport with my wife doing, letting her finish up some Christmas shopping.
You know the most feared four-letter word in the English language for a married man, don't you?
You're going to let me know.
I'll go ahead and spell it for you. M-A-L-L.
Well, you're starting to show your age because malls are about a thing of the past anymore. More and more people are going to online shopping, and they're just getting away from it.
Any malls? I couldn't tell you the last time I was in a mall. It's probably been 5 or 6 years since I've been in one.
Really struggling since all this mess in the last 2 years.
It's got to be pretty bad. Yep. I bet they just spit every time they speak the word Amazon, don't they?
They do. It affects my business, too, so, I mean, I'm dealing with it, too.
Matco Tools online, can you?
You can find a cheaper wrench on there that'll round the nut and bolt off for you. That way you can waste more time.
Generally, the nitwits that go down to Harbor Freight, too.
We'll say that, but... because I've heard lots of people on here talking about Harbor Freight and how great the tools are.
You know, it's not bad stuff. I mean, you know, it's good one-time use junk.
Yeah, it is. And I'll agree, it is better. They do have a better quality of tools than Harbor Freight ever thought about it.
Yeah, I like getting my stuff in order.
Well, Patrick, I just picked up my passengers to ride into the parade with, and I got to jump, son. I just wanted to say hey. So I'm gonna jump on out of here. 73s, we're going to go to the staging area. KN4VWA, y'all have fun. I'm clear.
Steve, now make sure you get in the Christmas spirit, and don't be the old Grinch. KO4HX, I'll be over here monitoring.
K4WZM.
Is that Daniel? If I got it right. You and the other one, your family there, mixed up with your neighbor. Y'all's voice sounds so much alike.
That was Nathan, K64RQZ, this call. Everybody mixes us up. Everybody does. So, how are you, Patrick? I'm the one that sent you the pictures the other day.
I recognize it now. I just have to make sure before I speak. But I'm doing good. Did you get you a different radio? You sound different on there today.
There is some equipment for a silent key, and I'm trying to give it a test and see how it goes.
You're clear, but your volume is down, like you need to turn the mic gain up a little bit.
Correct. I don't know how to do that. I can swap out radios here. That would help. I also have another microphone, but I don't know if the microphone will work. I'm not sure.
You're perfectly readable as long as I'm sitting still. I was just letting you know that you're kind of down, your volume's kind of quiet.
All right, radio. KJ4WZM, give me 1 second. Here we go.
4AX, KJ4WZM, hear me better?
Much better. You're much louder now. KO4HK. What are you out doing today?
Some Christmas lights on my house. Yeah, I get this radio attached real quick. Are you going to be in here for a little while?
I should be around for a little while if you got some tests you want to do.
A few minutes, but I'm going to get back on here shortly. If that's all right.
Yeah, just give me a shout. I'll be around. Taking the wife doing some Christmas shopping, so I'm planning on sitting in the vehicle.
I'll be back to you shortly and get me something to eat. And I'm probably busy for a few minutes, but I'll get back to you. KL4HKX, KJ4WZM, I'll be back in a few.
KL4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
We're DJ Depp at Mobile.
Hey Dave, how are you today?
It's a Schlosky's kind of a day. I'm on my way back home from Schlosky's, picking up lunch. How are you today?
Doing good. Went to church this morning. Now I'm having to take the wife to finish up her Christmas shopping errands, and hopefully she'll feed me something here in a little while.
So taking her shopping to shop for your Christmas present?
No. We do a lot of the shopping for the school where she works, for the Angel Tree stuff, so she's finishing it up. I'm just sitting out here in the car playing radio.
Oh, you're holding the parking lot down while she's inside doing the work. I can relate to that. I've done that several times myself.
It's like driving over here near Asheville at all, so it gets kind of crazy. I volunteer to do that part of it.
Are you very far? Is Penrose far from Asheville?
We're about 45 minutes from Asheville.
Too bad when you want to go in there and, you know, go to the city. That's about how far I am from Greenville.
Penrose, I live, I don't know, it's almost halfway between Asheville and Greenville. It's just easier, the roads are bigger and easier to get to Asheville versus to Greenville the way I have to go.
It's been a long time. Is it growing like Greenville?
I believe it's growing quicker than Greenville, and man, it's the traffic over here is so crowded this time of year. Even though it's crowded normally, but it's really bad this time of year.
At one point in time, that was the that was voted the number one place in the United States to live. But I imagine because of that, it's probably no longer the number one place. Too many people moving in.
And they're spreading out into the little towns outside of Asheville.
I find a good spot, and people move into it, fill it up, and then it moves to some, then the good spot moves somewhere else.
So bad if they would come here and not try to make it like it was where they came from.
Yeah, but you know, that's the one thing you can depend on. That's the only constant is change. Nothing's ever going to stay the same.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. It's just, man, I hate to see my hometown changing the way it is. Not that Asheville's my hometown, but like Brevard, it just, even it's growing by leaps and bounds lately.
Live over in France. They say the same thing. I went to a buddy of mine's house. His dad, who lived at one point, lived out, had a farm that was out in the country. And the town grew large enough to engulf it. And he said the exact same thing over there that we're saying over here. He said, this used to be nice out here, but now it's growing up, and it's not nice anymore. Too many people moving in. That's population explosion.
And like you say, it's the only constant. It's changed, so it's just part of it. We're going to have to learn to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, the next frontier is going to be the moon, and that's just the launching point for the next one after that. So we are in the dinosaur days before humans branched out to other planets. We're living way in the past. There won't be many people that could say, well, there won't be any people at one point in time that can say they lived before humans lived somewhere else besides Earth.
It won't be long before they're trying it. I mean, they're already working on the spaceships and stuff to do it, so I mean, I'm sure they got it in their minds already.
I was watching a YouTube where they were the three guys that are doing the race, Bezos, Musk, and that other guy that has the that did the security thing. I can't remember his name, but anyway, all three of them are racing. They said they're racing for 2027 for sending a man from here to Mars and back.
I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. I mean, just 6 years before I was born, they walked on the moon. So, I mean, that tells you my lifetime, there's the changes that are potential to be there.
Well, I was 6 years old when they walked on the moon. So we must be 12 years apart.
In May of 75.
12 years apart, then. Maybe I was older. Maybe I was 8 years old. Anyway, I was born in 57. So maybe I was older than that when they walked on the moon. It seemed like I was about 5 or 6. Maybe I was 6 when, I don't remember. Things get fuzzy when you get old. Anyway, I think it's a good thing. I think by 32, they're supposed to have somebody put their foot down. By 2032, they're supposed to have a human put their foot down on Mars.
1969 is when they landed on the moon.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
Talked to Gary yesterday. He was over there helping you out. Did he get you squared away on all that stuff?
Everything was. I also know that this power supply that I got is kind of moody in a way. It sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. You turn it off and turn it back on, and then it works again.
Hard to trace down is those that are intermittent or they fade over time. Those are the ones that are challenging to figure out.
It has a hum on my audio. No one mentioned that yet, but I was playing around with it on Simplex earlier and heard that the power supply itself is this audible 60-cycle hum, but you can also hear it on the transmission into the radio.
Yeah, you're on now, though, right? Or the power supply you're on now?
They're not. Watch it. I'll change radios back. And this microphone here, I need to replace it. I'm going to swap radios out again. Listen to the difference. I'll be right back. KJ4WZM.
There's 18 years difference between us.
I'm 46 right now.
He's just a youngin'. I remember when I was that age, people told me I was a youngin'. Underwater, I can barely hear you.
And I'm gonna test out this other microphone. Give me a second.
Me that all the time, but some days I just don't feel like I'm so young anymore.
You get to where I am, the faster it goes. So it's probably already accelerated quite a bit since you were in your 20s, huh?
Sure. About 35 is when I started really noticing a difference.
Linear, but it's not. It's, I don't know how that works, though. But it does seem like it goes a whole lot faster as you get older.
I'm having to play around microphones. Some of these microphones are good and some of them aren't, and I've been trying to figure it out, and not all of them are interchangeable either.
Log of it so that you can untangle it, figure out what's going on, but that combo sounds okay.
I walked away from the radio to go look for some other microphones. All these round ones instead of the phone jack looking ones. The last time I plugged in the phone jack looking one, it went absolutely crazy. That didn't work, so I just gotta get a different microphone for that radio.
Do you have any that cross band repeat?
Wish I did, but I don't. Not that I know of.
W4DJW. What's his 702 Mark 2G? Was that 706 Mark 2G? Was that in that bundle?
Radio right now, but I don't have a power cord for it.
That, I think that one cross band repeats, doesn't it?
No, it does not. I have one of those.
I mean, that one did everything. Maybe not.
It's an all band, all mode, but it doesn't have cross band repeat on it.
Opportunity for it. That's a good radio.
I'm using it at the house, but I plan on making me like a soda or Poda box for it and kind of keeping it that way because it's smaller and easier to carry around.
I like that. I think it's that one reincarnated as an IC7000, and they're almost the same except one's got a color screen and the other one doesn't. But that's, I go by the 7000 because I think anything the 7000 can do, the Mark 2G can do as well.
What kind of power cord are you needing for it? I'd have to go back and look at mine.
I need a 6-pin.
Let's see if I have an extra one, because mine come with some extra cables and stuff when I bought it. So I will look and see if I happen to have an extra power cable in there.
That would be great.
Al doing that if he didn't have a 6-pin?
He had one, but somehow the cord didn't make it here with the radio.
Attached to a power supply that somebody else used.
But I know that I don't have that power cord. Wax is though, some extra, I'm trying to think. So I got a couple little 2-meter rigs, and I'll be able to go put one in my, my truck at work, and I'm looking forward to that.
What rigs are those?
100 and a Radio Shack 242. You heard me on the Radio Shack 242. The ICOM 2100, I called the net on that once. He got the finals one out on it. But after using that radio in the power supply, I figured out that it was because the power supply shut off on him.
What Radio Shack was that? What was the number on the Radio Shack? That must have been kind of popular. You hear a lot of people that still have those things from years and years ago.
That phone looks like it has seen better days. Well, if I remember,
the
my license. We got given a mobile rig, and I can't remember if it came from KG4FQG or AI4NX. But we had a Radio Shack 212, and it's really similar to the 242.
I remember that call. Who is that?
KG Phil Robinson.
Is he still around? You ever hear him? I haven't heard him on this repeater in years.
Email last year. He doesn't currently have any radios up and running. He has some equipment, but he's doing okay. He just said he's not on the radio much anymore. Says at some point he'll get around to putting his equipment back on the air again. But he's doing okay. I think he just renewed his license about a year or so ago.
On here again in the not too distant future. People do that, though. You know, they wander away, but they eventually wander back most of the time.
Robin's tire is on White Horse Road, Highway 25.
Dude, I don't go over there much anymore. I used to go back and forth from Travelers Rest to Donaldson Center, and I'd go through there every day, but not anymore.
Across the street from there, right off of 25. Walking distance from where that Washington Street or whatever it is branches off to head towards the Red Cross building.
Good to know he's still doing all right and he hasn't moved out of the place, out of the country, or out of the area.
If I had known him better, I'd swing by and say hi sometime, but I'd hate to just show up on his doorstep.
And the Skywarn and that kind of stuff, right?
Skywarn and Aries both. He was really, really active in that stuff when I first got my license, and then he disappeared off the radio around the time that KD4PH passed away.
Was his name Ken?
Ken and Gary, KI4DOS, were two of the three VEs that graded my test when I took my ham license test.
No, but I did talk to him from time to time. That's an old call sign from a long time ago. You've been ham for quite a while now, haven't you, Daniel?
11 years going on 12.
You remember, you retain those old call signs better than I do.
Yep. Here's another old one for you. N4D and BDR and WU8D. I remember both of them. They're gone too, and I really miss them both.
Nobody could say his call sign like he said it. He made it sound like it was a word. Do you remember that?
Take control, V-second, W-A-D, Bob Taylor.
Miss him, too. He was getting on up there in age, too. He was like close to his 90s, wasn't he?
If I remember right, World War II veteran.
He got to try out all those different radios. That was on his bucket list. He'd just buy a new radio and use it for a few weeks, sell it, and buy another brand new one. Some of the top-of-line radios. I was tickled to death that he got to do that.
I walked into his ham shack.
I was over at his house once or twice, but it wasn't the same radio each time I went. Because he was trying them all out. I guess he had some money that squirreled away, and he never did use it just in case he needed it for a rainy day, and he decided he wasn't going to live that long anymore, so he's going to go ahead and burn that money off. And he did it, too.
Time doing it. Yeah, I miss him. He was really, really nice. I went into his ham shack a couple different times and seen his radios, and some of them were huge. But, yeah, I miss him.
Daniel, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to go eat some lunch. Anyway, I enjoyed the conversation, W4DJW.
Dave, I enjoyed it also. You'll enjoy your, I believe it was Slotskis that you went for, KO4HKX.
Hey, KJ4WZM.
Back on your handheld, is that what you're on right now?
Around outdoors with it. I'm planning on changing my little ham setup here in a little while, insignificantly. I'm going to change out which radio I use for my handheld primarily. Going to get me, this is an Etone AT878UV, and they have a much newer version of exactly the same radio with really decent Bluetooth built into it that has lots of different capabilities. The first Bluetooth they put in didn't do much. They changed it out and updated their software, and supposedly the second version is much better. I'm going to get that radio, see if I compare it to my Bluetooth motorcycle helmet. Give me a little quarter-wave antenna on the back of my bike and see if I can't get me a motorcycle mobile radio. Try it at least. See if I can get it to work.
Any tone 878 plus the first version of it. And yeah, it's kind of wonky on the Bluetooth. It works okay, but not great. So hopefully they did fix it on the plus two, and when they upgraded the memory and stuff on it to hold all the DMR IDs.
Heard they did. Does the new one come programmed with all of that stuff, or no?
From where you buy it, and you can have it programmed, or you can get it without it. I think it's like a $50 fee to have it programmed. At least it was with mine, because I got it through BridgeComp. You got the mega code plug or whatever it is they call it loaded on it for $50.
So I was thinking of getting that radio, paying the extra little bit with a mega code plug and all that. Do I need to send them my DMR ID ahead of time before I buy the radio?
I did it all at the same time. You needed the DMR ID, your call sign. It comes loaded with your call sign, DMR ID, a whole nine yards in it if for that. So BridgeComp's usually pretty good about it. I was a little disappointed with BridgeComp when I got mine because they told me they had it in stock. And then I ordered the SkyBridge to go with it, the hotspot, so that I could do DMR mobile on the truck. And they didn't have it. It took another, like, 4 weeks to get it.
It's got a DMR ID. Hold on 1 second, I'll tell you what it is. It's on my radio.
How are you?
3853. And hello, Tom.
I think that was Patrick. It was Scratchy and then you, Daniel, wasn't it? Set me straight there.
What just went out the window. Just all of a sudden, it just... It's gone. Yeah. I don't know, it came and went, and then it showed up. So, everybody's scratching now, even you.
Well, I was just going to tell you, I got a card sometime, if you want to see it. It's from the guy, he was out a lot on his motorcycle, and he had a big Honda Goldwing with a couple of antennas on the back of it. And I talked to him in Belgium going down the road.
Wow.
That motorcycle was beautiful.
I wanted to get me a Honda Goldwing. I cannot afford that right now. Those are just $30,000 new. I paid $4,000 for it. So that Goldwing cost about 8 times more than mine.
Buddy back in Kansas, and it's been a long time ago. His name was Jack Morgan. He was a friend of my brother's, and he would go on eBay and he'd buy the older Honda Goldwings, mostly four cylinders back then. And he said, "All you gotta do is put a timing belt on them and some new tires, Tom, and they're good for like 100,000 miles again." And very little maintenance on them. It's a, well, that's my bike of choice, put it that way, if you're going to do touring on it. And he would buy them for little or nothing. And one of them, Patrick, he even went to, I don't know where this Daniel or Patrick just got the bike. I remember the last one he got when I was there, he went clear to Wyoming with a trailer and picked it up. So it must have been pretty profitable, so you might find one there.
With the bike, Tom, KJ4WVM, Daniel. I'm the one that found you at that gas station in the outskirts of Greer that time. Yeah, it'd be with the bike. That would be a neat idea. I like the really new ones. They got a whole bunch of nice features on them. One thing that I like about the new ones, it's different than the old ones. You can buy them with the airbag attached. And I've watched a lot of the crash tests with them. And in a lot of situations, it really saves the driver from a potentially deadly crash when the airbag goes off and keeps the speed on the bike instead of flying into the vehicle at 50 miles an hour.
Where I'm telling you, kid, that's an excellent idea. Well, I remember years ago seeing some old boy, and he perfected it, but I don't know if it ever went on the market. And he had a vest, and it had the airbag in it. And he'd been in a wreck with it and lived through it. But, boy, on the bikes, that's... I'm not surprised in this day and age. That's wonderful. I talked to a guy that bought a... And I got his card down here. He had a 17-meter handy-talky. Now, this is when the sunspots were better than they are now, of course. And he was in Georgia, and... he was pedaling on his bicycle, and I could hear him huffing and puffing. And he said, I built me an amplifier, Tom. And he said, would you give me a signal report? And I thought, well, you're not going to be able to hear this. He was on a bicycle. And I have that picture of it to prove it. And he said, now, this is 4 watts. This is 4 watts, Tom. And then he said, this is 8 watts. This is 8 watts. And you could actually see the difference a little bit on the S meter at the time. But that was another kind of rather unusual contact on bikes that I've had. But the motorcycles aren't exceptionally unusual when the sunspots are good. And they'll usually stick a ham stick or something for 20 meters or whatever on their bikes and go with that. The newer bikes now have such good alternators, they can support just about anything on them, just in your old GR.
Yep, and one thing that... Oh, I'm going to go back to the beginning of your transmission here. Those airbag vests, there's a company called Helite that makes them, H-E-L-I-T-E, and they cost around $700 to $1,000 each. But if you think about the cost of the jacket versus the cost of your life, big difference there. Those jackets are made to not only explode around your entire chest and back and everything to support your ribs and spine, but also they explode straight up around your neck. There's a collar portion that forces vertically underneath your helmet to form a 360-degree neck brace, too, to keep your head from going in any direction, around and around, forward, backward, side to side, and up and down. So it locks your head in place, too, as long as you're wearing a helmet. So I like that design, but I don't have that kind of money to throw into a vest right now, unfortunately. I have about $1,000 of total gear, everything combined that I have, instead of being just one jacket. So... I got a little ways to go for that. As far as the motorcycles, one of the biggest reasons they put on such big alternators is everybody plugs in their heated grips and heated jackets and heated feet and heated this and that and the other on the bigger bikes these days. And electricity for those is a decent amount of amperage, so they need a good alternator to be able to run that. That's one of the biggest reasons why they've gone and upgraded alternators the way they have.
Not to leave Patrick out here, but yeah, you know, back then most of them were generators on the older bikes when I was riding, and then they started going to alternators, but the governing factor was they didn't have silicon diodes that would support that much amperage, Daniel. And as time evolved, of course, guys, I've put in 1,500 amp ones in welders before, and they really come a long ways on diodes and that. And I was trying to think if it paralleled some in that or not, but it was a 1500 amp sub arc welder, but the 500 amp silicon diodes were huge. And then I put a lot of 250 amp ones in the old Lindy welders. And they were like 3/4 inch studs on them. So they were big stuff. So they can do just about what they want nowadays. They got a lot of new technology. Because I was an electrician, electronic technician for about 50 years, Daniel. And I've seen a lot of technology evolve. Well, Patrick, you still there? This is NJRLTR.
No, I'm still here, but for a short time, wife's back, and we're going to go find some dinner now. So I'm hungry. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3s, and you and Daniel have a good evening. Enjoy talking to you and listening to you. And Daniel, I'll check on that power cord and see if I have one. So this, I'll go ahead and say 7-3s, KO4-HKX, and I'll be clear.
And I'll give you a call later on, too, if I can. Got some questions about the EMRS stuff, since I just picked up my license for that, too. I guess I'll holler at you later on. Thanks for looking into the power cord, and I'll talk to you later. Appreciate it. Good time talking. KL4HKX, KJ4WZM73 is Patrick. And hello again, Tom. Yep. A lot of that stuff's come a long way.
And the noise levels and stuff like that is far better than, you know, as far as getting into radios and that. It's, technology has evolved immensely. Patrick, 73, is good to hear you, bud. Hope to see you again someday. Enjoyed it when we got to visit there. I haven't heard from KO4NUE in ages, but we hope to see him one of these days. Again. So, anyways, thanks for filling me in on that new technology and those airbags and vests. Wow. Well, I know what poor was, and my motorcycles weren't extravagant. The last one I got was a 750 three-cylinder two-cycle Suzuki, and it was a 750, and with three cylinders hitting each time, unlike a four-cycle, it was like a six-cylinder four-cycle because they hit every time, you know, on two cycles, and it was water-cooled. And I had a lot of fun on that. But my brother gave it to me after he ran over a 12-point buck, Daniel. He just retired from the Navy, and it punctured his lung, broke his collarbone, and ruptured his spleen. And wasn't any fun at all. But he went out and bought another one, 1,000cc. Suzuki, and then later on 1,000cc BMW. He traveled quite a lot on them. But he gave me that other one if I'd repair it, and it had a bad bearing on a crankshaft, so I did, and kept it several years, and then finally sold it. But anyways, Daniel, I'll let you go, and as they say on the motorcycles, keep the shiny side up there, and be careful around here. It's extremely dangerous compared to Kansas. We were spread out a little more on the traffic. I'll see you later, Daniel. Have a good day. This is NJRLTR Clip.
Keep it safe out there, Tom. Drivers is one thing, but this time of year, I'm actually much more concerned with where I mostly drive. I'm much more concerned about deer than anything else. I think I've had an equal number of somewhat close calls between both cars and deer in my area. I changed jobs, and now I work out in the boondocks. So most of my ride to work is all two-lane country highway, speed limit 55, and road is kind of curvy, and fields, and then forests, and then fields, and forests, and the deer like to come out of nowhere, I'm telling you. Still haven't hit any, but that's my biggest fear right now, because I don't see as many cars from where I work now.
My wife and I was coming back from Oklahoma into Kansas, and that year I think deer tags were $10, and I got a $4,000 one. It ran out of nowhere at night into my left front fender and windshield, and I didn't even see it coming, Daniel. And I looked for him because I've hunted all my life. And he did $4,000 worth of damage. I was less than happy with that. And the guy come along, he says, do you care if I have that deer? And I said, well, he said, it's still alive. I said, well, if you don't, I'm going to go down there and cut his throat with my pocket knife. I said, I'm not very happy with him. So he went and got the deer.
At least it didn't go to waste.
Alrighty. Well, I heard you clear now there, so I guess I'll let you go. But I know all about that $4,000 damage type stuff. My last bike that I had a 84-year-old lady create $4,000 with the damage on me, pulled straight out in front of me, and that T-bone to run in 45. That was the end of that bike. So, I know about that. It actually created $8,000 worth of damage on my $4,000 bike. So, I ended up getting basically the same bike as I had, and that's what I'm riding now. But I'll try to be careful out there. N0TR, KJ4, WZM, 73C, have a great day, Tom.
Are you riding now, Daniel?
Kawasaki Ninja 300. My new one is the Kawasaki Ninja 400. First one was a 2017, I think it was. And then my new one is 2019. Most of them when I bought them had really low miles. I think I had 3,000 miles on it when I bought this one, and now I have 6,000 on it.
Well, I think you got the right idea to get some more iron under you and get something bigger. I'm not a fan of those crotch rockets. I like more of the touring bikes, and I understand they're expensive, but it might give you a little more protection. Bernice and I got hit by the Flying Nun up near, we was headed to Joplin, Missouri, and this nun ran a stop sign and T-boned us and totaled our Toyota Avalon. Luckily, she wasn't hurt very bad, and I wasn't hurt too bad, but the car was total. But, and the nun survived, thank God for that. But she ran the stop sign blatantly, and it wasn't our fault. We was on a highway, and she just hit the accelerator instead of the brake, they said. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to clear this time, Daniel. That's the only accident, other than one little tiny fender bender when the little old lady popped me in a parking lot. 73, Daniel. This is N0TR. And catch you later. Nice talking to you.
I guess I'll catch you later on. Yeah, I like the touring style bikes. They're out of my price range at the moment. So, got these little $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bikes that I ride now. And that'll do me for now until I get some more money underneath my belt. Then I'll get me one of those, actually two-seater bikes. Touring bikes. It's really nice to ride and everything. I like Gold Wings. And I'm going to get me one. I just got these little what I call commuter bikes. Basically a two-wheeled Honda Civic to ride back and forth to work 70 miles to the gallon. And real cheap. And if something happens, I'm not going to cry about it. Unlike when I had a $30,000 bike that I had busted my tail to work for. And something happened to it, I'd be a lot more upset than a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bike. But I'll talk to you later on, Tom. Good talking to you. 73s, N0TR, KJ4, WZM.